Conversation 1.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I had a little accident with your bike.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
But I'm afraid the bike got pretty badly damaged. Don't worry, though. The repair shop says they can fix it. And I will pay for the damage, of course.
Conversation 2.
What happened to this suitcase? When I loaned it to you, it had two wheels.
Uh-oh. I guess they broke off when they were unloading the luggage. Those baggage guys are way too rough with people's bags.
Well, it's not going to be much use to me this way. Do you think you could get it repaired?
You know, it wasn't really my fault. Why don't you just call the airline and see if they'll take care of it?
Conversation 3.
Frank, why didn't you slow down? We could have been killed.
Didn't you see? That guy just cut me off.
What are you talking about? It was your fault. You were going too fast.
No way. If it hadn't been for him, we'd be fine.
Conversation 4.
Pat, I was looking at this contract you completed. It's got June 1st as the due date. I'm sure it was supposed to be May 1st. I hope you didn't send it out like this.
I don't believe I missed that. I'm sorry. I just sent it out in the morning mail.
Well, we've got to do something about it.
I know. Look, it was totally my fault. I'll send out a revised contract right away.
Conversation 5.
So, how'd the meeting go?
Not good. I was an hour late.
Uh-oh. They must have been pretty annoyed.
Well, I just told them the traffic was terrible.
Did they buy it?
Not really. I looked pretty bad.
Conversation 6.
Laura, this is for you.
What's this? My birthday isn't till next month.
Well, you know that scarf you loaned me? I'm afraid I lost it. I feel just terrible about it. So I got you this to replace it.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
No, really. I want to do the right thing.
Page 18. Exercise C. Listening. Infer information. Listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I had a little accident with your bike.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
But I'm afraid the bike got pretty badly damaged. Don't worry, though. The repair shop says they can fix it. And I will pay for the damage, of course.
Conversation 2.
What happened to this suitcase? When I loaned it to you, it had two wheels.
Uh-oh. I guess they broke off when they were unloading the luggage. Those baggage guys are way too rough with people's bags.
Well, it's not going to be much use to me this way. Do you think you could get it repaired?
You know, it wasn't really my fault. Why don't you just call the airline and see if they'll take care of it?
Conversation 3.
Frank, why didn't you slow down? We could have been killed.
Didn't you see? That guy just cut me off.
What are you talking about? It was your fault. You were going too fast.
No way. If it hadn't been for him, we'd be fine.
Conversation 4.
Pat, I was looking at this contract you completed. It's got June 1st as the due date. I'm sure it was supposed to be May 1st. I hope you didn't send it out like this.
I don't believe I missed that. I'm sorry. I just sent it out in the morning mail.
Well, we've got to do something about it.
I know. Look, it was totally my fault. I'll send out a revised contract right away.
Conversation 5.
So, how'd the meeting go?
Not good. I was an hour late.
Uh-oh. They must have been pretty annoyed.
Well, I just told them the traffic was terrible.
Did they buy it?
Not really. I looked pretty bad.
Conversation 6.
Laura, this is for you.
What's this? My birthday isn't till next month.
Well, you know that scarf you loaned me? I'm afraid I lost it. I feel just terrible about it, so I got you this to replace it.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
No, really. I want to do the right thing.
Now listen again. After each conversation, choose the expression that best completes each statement.